March 9th. Psalms 9, 39, 69, 99, 129. Proverbs 9. Old Testament, 2 Samuel 14 1-15 22. New Testament, John 18 1-24. Psalms 9. When I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, I will tell of all your marvelous works. 2. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Elyon. 3. When my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish in your presence. 4. For you have maintained my right and my cause. You sit on the throne judging righteously. 5. You have rebuked the nations. You have destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. 6. The enemy is overtaken by endless ruin. The very memory of the cities which you have overthrown has perished. 7. But the Lord reigns forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment. 8. He will judge the world in righteousness. He will administer judgment to the peoples in uprightness. 9. The Lord will also be a high tower for the oppressed. A high tower in times of trouble. 10. Those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. 11. Sing praises to the Lord, who dwells in Zion. And declare among the people what he has done. 12. For he who avenges blood remembers them. He doesn't forget the cry of the afflicted. 13. Have mercy on me, Lord. See my affliction by those who hate me. And lift me up from the gates of death. 14. That I may show forth all your praise. In the gates of the daughter of Zion I will rejoice in your salvation. 15. The nations have sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid, their own foot is taken. 16. The Lord has made himself known. He has executed judgment. The wicked is snared by the work of his own hands. Meditation. Selah. 17. The wicked shall be turned back to Sheol. Even all the nations that forget God. 18. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. Nor the hope of the poor perish forever. 19. Arise, Lord. Don't let man prevail. Let the nations be judged in your sight. 20. Put them in fear, Lord. Let the nations know that they are only men. Selah. Psalms 39. When I said, I will watch my ways, so that I don't sin with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. 2. I was mute with silence. I held my shalom, even from good. My sorrow was stirred. 3. My heart was hot within me. While I meditated, the fire burned. I spoke with my tongue. 4. Lord, make me to know my end. What is the measure of my days? Let me know how frail I am. 5. Behold, you have made my days hand breaths. My lifetime is as nothing before you. Surely every man stands as a breath. Selah. 6. Surely every man walks like a shadow. Surely they busy themselves in vain. He heaps up, and doesn't know who shall gather. 7. Now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. 8. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Don't make me the reproach of the foolish. 9. I was mute, I didn't open my mouth. Because you did it. 10. Remove your scourge away from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand. 11. When you rebuke and correct man for iniquity. You consume his wealth like a moth. Surely every man is but a breath. Selah. 12. Hear my prayer, Lord. And give ear to my cry. Don't be silent at my tears. For I am a stranger with you. A sojourner, as all my fathers were. 13. O spare me, that I may recover strength. Before I go away, and be no more. Psalms 69. 1. Save me, God. For the waters have come up to my neck. 2. I sink in deep mire, where there is no foothold. I have come into deep waters, where the floods overflow me. 3. I am weary with my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fail, looking for my God. 4. Those who hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. Those who want to cut me off, being my enemies wrongfully, are mighty. I have to restore what I didn't take away. 5. God, you know my foolishness. My sins aren't hidden from you. 6. Don't let those who wait for you be put to shame through me. Lord God of hosts. Don't let those who seek you be brought to dishonor through me. God of Israel. 7. Because for your sake, I have borne reproach. Shame has covered my face. 8. I have become a stranger to my brothers. An alien to my mother's children. 9. For the zeal of your house consumes me. The reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. 10. When I wept and I fasted. That was to my reproach. 11. When I made sackcloth my clothing. I became a byword to them. 12 Those who sit in the gate talk about me. I am the song of the drunkards. 13 But as for me, my prayer is to you, Lord, in an acceptable time. God, in the abundance of your loving kindness. Answer me in the truth of your salvation. 14 Deliver me out of the mire, and don't let me sink. Let me be delivered from those who hate me, and out of the deep waters. 15 Don't let the flood waters overwhelm me. Neither let the deep swallow me up. Don't let the pit shut its mouth on me. 16 Answer me, Lord, for your loving kindness is good. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, turn to me. 17 Don't hide your face from your servant, for I am in distress. Answer me speedily. 18 Draw near to my soul, and redeem it. Ransom me because of my enemies. 19 You know my reproach, my shame, and my dishonor. My adversaries are all before you. 20 Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. I looked for some to take pity, but there was none. For comforters, but I found none. 21 They also gave me gall for my food. In my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. 22 Let their table before them become a snare. May it become a retribution and a trap. 23 Let their eyes be darkened, so that they can't see. Make their loins continually to shake. 24 Pour out your indignation on them. Let the fierceness of your anger overtake them. 25 Let their habitation be desolate. Let no one dwell in their tents. 26 For they persecute him whom you have wounded. They tell of the sorrow of those whom you have hurt. 27 Charge them with crime upon crime. Don't let them come into your righteousness. 28 Let them be blotted out of the book of life. And not be written with the righteous. 29 But I am in pain and distress. Let your Yeshua, God, protect me. 30 I will praise the name of God with a song. And will magnify him with thanksgiving. 31 It will please the Lord better than an ox. Or a bull that has horns and hoofs. 32 The humble have seen it, and are glad. You who seek after God, let your heart live. 33 For the Lord hears the needy. And doesn't despise his captive people. 34 Let heaven and Eretz praise him. The seas, and everything that moves therein. 35 For God will save Zion, and build the cities of Yehudah. They shall settle there, and own it. 36 The children also of his servants shall inherit it. Those who love his name shall dwell therein. Psalms 99. 1 The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. He sits enthroned among the Keruvim. Let the Eretz be moved. 2 The Lord is great in Zion. He is high above all the peoples. 3 Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. 4 The king's strength also loves justice. You do establish equity. You execute justice and righteousness in Yaakov. 5 Exalt the Lord our God. Worship at his footstool. He is holy. 6 Moshe and Aharon were among his Kohanim. Shemuel among those who call on his name. They called on the Lord, and he answered them. 7 He spoke to them in the pillar of cloud. They kept his testimonies. The statute that he gave them. 8 You answered them, Lord our God. You are a God who forgave them. Although you took vengeance for their doings. 9 Exalt the Lord, our God. Worship at his holy hill. For the Lord, our God, is holy. Psalms 129. 1 Many times have they afflicted me from my youth up. Let Israel now say. Too many times have they afflicted me from my youth up. Yet they have not prevailed against me. 3 The plowers plowed on my back. They made their furrows long. 4 The Lord is righteous. He has cut apart the cords of the wicked. 5 Let them be put to shame and turned backward. All those who hate Zion. 6 Let them be as the grass on the housetops. Which withers before it grows up. 7 With which the reaper doesn't fill his hand. Nor he who binds sheaves, his bosom. 8 Neither do those who go by say. The blessing of the Lord be on you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Proverbs 9. 1 Wisdom has built her house. She has carved out her 7 pillars. 2 She has prepared her meat. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. 3 She has sent out her maidens. She cries from the highest places of the city. 4 Whoever is simple, let him turn and hear. As for him who is void of understanding, she says to him. 5 Come, eat some of my bread. Drink some of the wine which I have mixed. 6 Leave your simple ways, and live. Walk in the way of understanding. 7 He who corrects a mocker invites insult. He who reproves a wicked man invites abuse. 8 Don't reprove a scoffer, lest he hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. 9. Instruct a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning. 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. 11. For by me your days will be multiplied. The years of your life will be increased. 12. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. If you mock, you alone will bear it. 13. The foolish woman is loud, undisciplined, and knows nothing. 14. She sits at the door of her house, on a seat in the high places of the city. 15. To call to those who pass by, who go straight on their ways. 16. Whoever is simple, let him turn and hear. As for him who is void of understanding, she says to him. 17. Stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is pleasant. 18. But he doesn't know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. Old Testament, 2 Samuel 14:1-15:22. 14:1. Now Yoab the son of Zeruiah perceived that the king's heart was toward Avshalom. 2. Yoab sent to Tekoa, and fetched there a wise woman, and said to her, please act like a mourner, and put on mourning clothing, please, and don't anoint yourself with oil, but be as a woman who has a long time mourned for the dead. 3. And go into the king, and speak on this manner to him. So Yoav put the words in her mouth. 4. When the woman of Tekoa spoke to the king, she fell on her face to the ground, and did obeisance, and said, help, O king. 5. The king said to her, what ails you? She answered, of a truth I am a widow, and my husband is dead. 6. Your handmaid had 2 sons, and they 2 strove together in the field, and there was none to part them, but the one struck the other, and killed him. 7. Behold, the whole family is risen against your handmaid, and they say, deliver him who struck his brother, that we may kill him for the life of his brother whom he killed, and so destroy the heir also. Thus will they quench my coal which is left, and will leave to my husband neither name nor remainder on the surface of the Eretz. 8. The king said to the woman, go to your house, and I will give charge concerning you. 9. The woman of Tekoa said to the king, my lord, O king, the iniquity be on me, and on my father's house, and the king and his throne be guiltless. 10. The king said, whoever says anything to you, bring him to me, and he shall not touch you any more. 11. Then said she, please let the king remember the Lord your God, that the avenger of blood destroy not any more, lest they destroy my son. He said, as the Lord lives, there shall not one hair of your son fall to the Eretz. 12. Then the woman said, please let your handmaid speak a word to my lord the king. He said, say on. 13. The woman said, why then have you devised such a thing against the people of God? For in speaking this word the king is as one who is guilty, in that the king does not bring home again his banished one. 14. For we must needs die, and are as water split on the ground, which can't be gathered up again. Neither does God take away life, but devises means, that he who is banished not be an outcast from him. 15. Now therefore, seeing that I have come to speak this word to my lord the king, it is because the people have made me afraid, and your handmaid said, I will now speak to the king. It may be that the king will perform the request of his servant. 16. For the king will hear, to deliver his servant out of the hand of the man who would destroy me and my son together out of the inheritance of God. 17. Then your handmaid said, please let the word of my lord the king be comfortable, for as an angel of God, so is my lord the king to discern good and bad, and the Lord your God be with you. 18. Then the king answered the woman, please don't hide anything from me that I shall ask you. The woman said, let my lord the king now speak. 19. The king said, is the hand of Yoav with you in all this? The woman answered, as your soul lives, my lord the king, none can turn to the right hand or to the left from anything that my lord the king has spoken, for your servant Yoav, he bade me, and he put all these words in the mouth of your handmaid. 20. To change the face of the matter has your servant Yoav done this thing, and my lord is wise, according to the wisdom of an angel of God, to know all things that are in the Eretz. 21. The king said to Yoav, behold now, I have done this thing, go therefore, bring the young man Avshalom back. 22. Yoav fell to the ground on his face, and did obeisance, and blessed the king, and Yoav said, today your servant knows that I have found favor in your sight, my lord, king, in that the king has performed the request of his servant. 23. So Yoav arose and went to Geshur, and brought Avshalom to Yerushalayim. 24. The king said, let him turn to his own house, but let him not see my face. So Avshalom turned to his own house, and didn't see the king's face. 25. Now in all Yisrael there was none to be so much praised as Avshalom for his beauty, from the sole of his foot even to the crown of his head there was no blemish in him. 26. When he cut the hair of his head, now it was at every year's end that he cut it, because it was heavy on him, therefore he cut it, he weighed the hair of his head at 200 shekels, after the king's weight. 27 To Avshalom there were born three sons, and one daughter, whose name was Tamar. She was a woman of a beautiful face. 28 Avshalom lived 2 full years in Yerushalayim, and he didn't see the king's face. 29 Then Avshalom sent for Yoav, to send him to the king, but he would not come to him, and he sent again a second time, but he would not come. 30 Therefore he said to his servants, Behold, Yoav's field is near mine, and he has barley there, go and set it on fire. Avshalom's servants set the field on fire. 31 Then Yoav arose, and came to Avshalom to his house, and said to him, Why have your servants set my field on fire? 32 Avshalom answered Yoav, Behold, I sent to you, saying, Come here, that I may send you to the king, to say, Why am I come from Geshur? It were better for me to be there still. Now therefore let me see the king's face, and if there be iniquity in me, let him kill me. 33 So Yoav came to the king, and told him, and when he had called for Avshalom, he came to the king, and bowed himself on his face to the ground before the king, and the king kissed Avshalom. 15 To 1 It happened after this, that Avshalom prepared him a chariot and horses, and 50 men to run before him. 2 Avshalom rose up early, and stood beside the way of the gate, and it was so, that when any man had a suit which should come to the king for judgment, then Avshalom called to him, and said, Of what city are you? He said, Your servant is of one of the tribes of Israel. 3 Avshalom said to him, Behold, your matters are good and right, but there is no man deputized of the king to hear you. 4 Avshalom said moreover, Oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man who has any suit or cause might come to me, and I would do him justice. 5 It was so, that when any man came near to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand, and took hold of him, and kissed him. 6 In this manner Avshalom did to all Israel who came to the king for judgment, so Avshalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. 7 It happened at the end of 40 years, that Avshalom said to the king, Please let me go and pay my vow, which I have vowed to the Lord, in Hebron. 8 For your servant vowed a vow while I abode at Geshur in Aram, saying, If the Lord shall indeed bring me again to Yerushalayim, then I will serve the Lord. 9 The king said to him, Go in shalom. So he arose, and went to Hebron. 10 But Avshalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, As soon as you hear the sound of the shofar, then you shall say, Avshalom is king in Hebron. 11 With Avshalom went 200 men out of Yerushalayim, who were invited, and went in their simplicity, and they didn't know anything. 12 Avshalom sent for Achitophel the Giloni, David's counselor, from his city, even from Gilo, while he was offering the sacrifices. The conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Avshalom. 13 There came a messenger to David, saying, The hearts of the men of Israel are after Avshalom. 14 David said to all his servants who were with him at Yerushalayim, Arise, and let us flee, for else none of us shall escape from Avshalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us quickly, and bring down evil on us, and strike the city with the edge of the sword. 15 The king's servants said to the king, Behold, your servants are ready to do whatever my lord the king shall choose. 16 The king went forth, and all his household after him. The king left 10 women, who were concubines, to keep the house. 17 The king went forth, and all the people after him, and they stayed in Beit Merak. 18 All his servants passed on beside him, and all the Kerati, and all the Peleti, and all the Gidi, 600 men who came after him from Gat, passed on before the king. 19 Then said the king to Ittai the Gittite, Why go you also with us? Return, and abide with the king, for you are a foreigner, and also an exile. Return, to your own place. 20 Whereas you came but yesterday, should I this day make you go up and down with us, seeing I go where I may? Return you, and take back your brothers, mercy and truth be with you. 21 Ittai answered the king, and said, As the Lord lives, and as my lord the king lives, surely in what place my lord the king shall be, whether for death or for life, even there also will your servant be. 22 David said to Ittai, Go and pass over. Ittai the Gittite passed over, and all his men, and all the little ones who were with him. New Testament, John 18:1-24. 18:1 When Yeshua had spoken these words, he went forth with his Talmidim over the brook Kidron, where was a garden, into which he entered, himself and his Talmidim. 2 Now Yehudah, who betrayed him, also knew the place, for Yeshua often resorted there with his Talmidim. 3 Yehudah then, having taken a detachment of soldiers and officers from the chief Kohanim and the Perushim, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. 4 Yeshua therefore, knowing all the things that were coming on him, went forth, and said to them, Who are you looking for? 5 They answered him, Yeshua of Nazareth. Yeshua said to them, I am. Yehudah also, who betrayed him, was standing with them. 6 When therefore he said to them, I am, they went backward, and fell to the ground. 7 Again therefore he asked them, Who are you looking for? They said, Yeshua of Nazareth. 8 Yeshua answered, I told you that I am. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way. 9 That the word might be fulfilled which he spoke, Of those whom you have given me, I have lost none. 10 Shimon Kepha therefore, having a sword, drew it, and struck the Kohen Gadol's servant, and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Melech. 11 Yeshua therefore said to Kepha, Put the sword into its sheath. The cup which the Father has given me, shall I not surely drink it? 12 So the detachment, the commanding officer, and the officers of the Yehudim, seized Yeshua and bound him. 13 And led him to Anan first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, who was Kohen Gadol that year. 14 Now it was Caiaphas who gave counsel to the Yehudim, that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. 15 Shimon Kepha followed Yeshua, as did another Talmud. Now that Talmud was known to the Kohen Gadol, and entered in with Yeshua into the court of the Kohen Gadol. 16 But Kepha was standing at the door outside. So the other Talmud, who was known to the Kohen Gadol, went out and spoke to her who kept the door, and brought in Kepha. 17 Then the maid who kept the door said to Kepha, Are you also one of this man's Talmudim? He said, I am not. 18 Now the servants and the officers were standing there, having made a fire of coals, for it was cold. They were warming themselves. Kepha was with them, standing and warming himself. 19 The Kohen Gadol therefore asked Yeshua about his Talmudim, and about his teaching. 20 Yeshua answered him, I spoke openly to the world. I always taught in synagogues, and in the temple, where the Yehudim always meet. I said nothing in secret. 21 Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard me what I said to them. Behold, these know the things which I said. 22 When he had said this, one of the officers standing by slapped Yeshua with his hand, saying, Do you answer the Kohen Gadol like that? 23 Yeshua answered him, If I have spoken evil, testify of the evil, but if well, why do you beat me? 24 Anan sent him bound to Caiaphas, the Kohen Gadol.